This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
I could see the president meeting his constitutional responsibility. The Constitution doesn't say the president shall consider, the president may fill a vacancy. It says the president shall. The president shall nominate a person to fill the vacancy, and the Senate shall advise and consent to that nomination. Not consent, but advise and consent. And what is that? What has that meant in history? That every time in history that a president sent up a nominee, there was a hearing, and ultimately, with few exceptions when they withdrew, for example, a vote on a nominee. This is the first time in history when the Republicans will have said, we will not even consider a nominee sent by the president to fill the vacancy. It's never happened before.
There's Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois commenting on the debate over nomination, the replacement for Justice Scalia on the Supreme Court. And so this debate, the Scalia replacement debate, comes number 10 on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. And I might say anecdotally, that's the kind of stuff that has caused the attention to be driven to Donald Trump and to Bernie Sanders. The government is broken. I'm Doug Steffen. That's my beginning pronouncement here. You have your say, and please make sure that you're able to connect. Help yourself to Doug at DougSteffen.com with comments about the things on the countdown. 888-302-3684. Also, you can try that if you'd like. The Scalia replacement, number 10. Working from number 10 to number 1 is my job here, along with you, if you're paying attention to the issues, the debate, the discussions on news talk radio stations all around the country. We've surveyed them. We have the folks at Talkers Magazine to thank for input as well. Top 10 talk topics. The premier publication in the talk radio industry is Talkers Magazine. Go to talkers.com to see not only what is being discussed, but all of the hosts, their privileges, their purviews, all that good stuff. You feel like you're on the inside when you're reading Talkers every week. Counting down from number 10 to number 1 in this hour, and the Scalia replacement debate does come in at number 10.
Number 9.
The passing of former First Lady Nancy Reagan. Here's host Royal Oaks talking to author Craig Shirley. Shirley has written 3 best-selling books on Ronald Reagan and the life and legacy of Nancy Reagan.
We've heard a lot of people talk about how fiercely protective she was. That seems to be the main theme of her life that's coming through. What was it for you? What was your big takeaway with respect to Nancy
Reagan? It was a little bit. It was a lot more than that. She was protective of him, but she also had her own life. She had her own interests. She had her own opinions about things. In many ways, I guess it proves the old adage that opposites attract, because they were opposite in many ways. Where she was city, he was country. She was silk, he was denim. She was French cuisine, he was hamburger. But ultimately they agreed on their devotion to each other, and it's really, really one of the great love stories of the history of the White House. I think their marriage ranks with that of the Adams and the Washingtons as far as their utter and complete devotion to each other.
And there were so many letters and notes that are left behind by Ronald. I mean, he was just a chronic diary guy. Every night, I guess he would dictate or write it. And you get such an insight, and I think it supported what you're saying, is that it wasn't just a public thing. Oh, yeah.
No. He wrote her letters for 50-some-odd years, obviously until the Alzheimer's affliction, long before he thought of running for a higher office, when he was at GE and he was still in his salad days in Hollywood, so long before he thought about running for governor or anything like that, he was writing her often, more than when he was on the road, more than once a day. And they were tender, they were cute, they were silly, dear mommy poo, and But then in 1980, he wrote her a letter, and he said maybe that job in Washington wouldn't be so bad because you'd be right upstairs.
She got a lot of flack over the astrology thing. Some people have written tell-all books and so on. What was your take in terms of what her influence was and whether Reagan himself was very interested in that?
My attitude is so what? You know, is that after, I think any of us, if we'd had a spouse nearly murdered and we'd love that spouse, we'd turn to any and all means to protect them from it ever happening again. She didn't just turn to astrology, but in fact, they used to like reading their horoscope, going back to the their marriage. And in fact, I think Jean Dixon actually endorsed Reagan for president in 1980. Mm-hmm. It's just one of those things, and I don't condemn her for it. I think she was interested in protecting Reagan however she could, and if she could discern something into the future through astrology that would protect him, then more power to her.
Number 8. Amen to that. Number 8 on the countdown, that shoot 'em up in Pennsylvania late in the week. Here's host Mike Pintek talking to reporter Barbara Boylan about some of the details on the shooting. Took place in a village near Pittsburgh, 5 dead and a lot more injured.
You talked to the district attorney. He was there, did you?
Right. He toured the scene. He got here, maybe around 11 o'clock and walked through the house here where this occurred. For those who might not know, there was a barbecue in the backyard of this house on Franklin Avenue here in Wilkinsburg. And what he said was that one gunman with a .40 caliber handgun came up this alleyway behind the house and opened fire on the people who were in the backyard at this party. The people began to run to the back door of the house, and they ran toward another man who had what he described as an AK-47 type 7.62 caliber weapon, and he was firing headshots at people who were trying to get into the house. He said it would not be too strong to call it an execution. He said he hasn't seen anything like this in the 18 years he's been district attorney.
So they clearly set up an ambush. They had one shooter starting to fire, which drives people toward the house, and there was somebody
right.
else positioned in that because they figured this is where they're going to run for cover, and he was positioned, he or whoever, we presume that he was positioned to fire and kill.
Yeah, they say it's two men. That's the only description we have. And yeah, the one man was, there's a little walkway between the two houses, and he was there by the fence. So he basically, if anyone tried to run through the walkway, he would have them. If they tried to run up the steps to the back porch to get in the house, he had a clear shot at them. And so that's when he was waiting. And he said he wasn't just spraying the crowd with bullets. It was very clear. He was being very methodical, taking aim, and he said he was doing headshots for these people. It was an execution.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, number 7. Is next. Stand by for that, please. 14 after the hour.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Stats show moms spent 30% more time parenting. So take springtime tips from Uber Mom, Raina Seitel.
My family relies on nutritious snacks, and Skippy PB Bites are portable and poppable with 5 grams of protein. There are 2 varieties, double peanut butter and pretzel, in the peanut butter aisle.
And for springtime nasal allergies?
Nasacort Allergy 24-hour tackles itchy, runny noses and congestion for everyone ages 2 and up. It's available over-the-counter at full prescription strength.
Lifestyle expert Valerie Greenberg says moms have to take care of themselves, too.
Protect and Repair Creams from Excipial, the first over-the-counter 2-step program for hard-working hands. In the morning, it hydrates skin and gives you glove-like protection that lasts all day. At night, Rapid Repair Cream soothes dry, irritated, and itchy skin.
And for handling colds?
I use Coldies Classic Cherry Lozenges because they're clinically proven to shorten colds by almost half the time. And they're the number one pharmacist-recommended brand.
For more, visit videopump.tv.
For the best deals and the best styles of the season, get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Sale. All in-stock North American and European laminate is 10 to 20% off. Get popular styles from just 39 cents. Plus, get up to $2 a square foot off 3/4-inch solid pre-finished hardwood and pre-finished engineered hardwood from 99 cents. Get 20% off wood look tile. And all in-stock vinyl plank is on sale. Plus, deals in bamboo from $169 and 18-month special financing. The best flooring deals end Tuesday, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Number seven this week, the battle against Daesh, or Daesh, some people say, the situation in the Middle East. Here's host Jason Vines talking to national security expert Frank Gaffney about rumblings that Daesh may be looking for ways to attack power grids here in our country.
You said one of the things that keeps you up at night is the security of the grid. Can you explain that?
Sure. This is the most critical of critical infrastructures, is the system that produces and distributes electric power around the United States. And unfortunately, most of us take it for granted. You know, it's kind of like oxygen. You'll walk into a room, you'll flip that light switch, and the power comes on. And if it doesn't, it's usually because there's a temporary interruption to a bad storm or something like that. But we are so accustomed to having it power everything that makes life in the 21st century possible that we tend to forget that getting that power from wherever it is produced to us and being able to use it at will is something of a small miracle, frankly. And we must assure that that system that's called the electric grid is not simply as reliable as we've become accustomed to, but as resilient as we know how to make it, because if enemies of this country, or for that matter, naturally occurring phenomena like intense solar storms that come our way every 150 years or so, take it down, well, a lot of us will die.
Are the terrorists looking at that now?
Well, I'm sorry to say, you know, people often observe that, you know, well, we don't want to tell them anything about this because we'll cue them to a serious vulnerability of this country. Unfortunately, there's a lot of evidence, Jason, that they understand it all too well. We've had a sort of exemplary act of sabotage a couple of years ago now on a major transformer substation outside of San Jose, California. We've had a number of incidents in which people are using cyber warfare attacks. Recently, Israel was subjected to one. Before that, Ukraine was taken down by apparently Russian hackers. The grid of Turkey was taken down for a time by apparently Iranian hackers. And we have reason to believe that Iranian hackers, among others, are in our electric grid control systems.
How does that make you feel? More fear, right? Let's get everybody scared so we can control them better. Frank Gaffney has always been good at that. And so he continues in that vein. Not that we don't have something to worry about, because we probably do, which is a sad reflection on the whole state of affairs. What nobody talks about much is why these problems exist in the first place, and all you have to do is look in the mirror, and that whole course of events is something that pretty much we caused. But why are we doing something about getting rid of them? It's still like every day we still kind of go la 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 la. You've noticed that, right? Number six, next here on our weekly review of the hot hits in talk radio. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six. North Korea and the continuing flaunting of the nuclear capacity they may have. Here are hosts Bill Handel and Aaron Bender talking about the latest threats coming from the little one in North Korea.
Military exercises are going on. It's an annual thing. South Korea and the U.S. get involved with tens of thousands of armed personnel, and they do the tanks, and they do the amphibious landings, they do the overflights, and they do all kinds of naval exercises. Now, every year when they do that, North Korea says this is a declaration of war.
Every year they say, if you do it this year, it will be tantamount to declaring war, blah, blah. They've been doing it for 40 years. Team spirit has been going on forever. I was in one, like in 1990, with the Army Reserve. And, yeah, every year they issue these blustery declaration.
Well, they same thing with the sanctions.
They now up it. The deal is they up the ante every year. This year they have finally gotten to full March Madness. This year, last week, Kim Jong-un ordered that the nukes not only be ready for use, but they need to assume a first strike is going to happen anytime.
And that's one of the ways he, I guess, keeps control, because his entire presidency, if you will, great leadership, is predicated, a lot of it is predicated on the fact that it is mainly a defensive administration, because the United States and the Western world is about to attack any moment. And the only reason that we have not engaged in nuclear war against North Korea is because
we fear them.
That's right, because of Kim Jong-un.
We fear their mighty counterpunch.
Yes.
And the country's been on a war footing since the armistice of 1953. And this is part of the rhetoric that they have to engage in. But the reality of this is that it does mean at some point he has to put a nuclear weapon on one of the missiles that they've been testing, for peaceful satellite purposes.
Yes.
And at that point,
the rest of the world's completely justified in preemptively striking North Korea.
And that makes a lot of sense. Now, what is different about this one is his declaration and ordering the nuclear weapons to be as ready as possible. And the exercises this time around are about a third more than they've ever been. I mean, we and South Korea have really upped the ante here.
Yeah. And the North Koreans also know that we look at the micro level. And one of the things they do is they pre-position forward the assault forces that would take Seoul. And so they've done that. They've moved guys out of garrison to their forward assault positions. The next step, and this is really arcane, and you really have to be deep in the weeds as a military historian to understand this. The next step is they order army-wide haircuts, and they've done that.
That's fantastic.
Because when you put men living together for weeks and weeks and weeks in North Korea, they get lice. And lice ruined Napoleon's Russian campaign.
Yeah.
And so they cut their hair. They shave their entire bodies.
Now, in terms of
a
preemptive strike, let's say North Korea decides not to use nuclear weapons, because I even think that in crazy, insane Kim Jong-un thinking, he has to know that if he unleashes any kind of nuclear weapon, Pyongyang becomes a parking lot.
He does. He went to school in Switzerland. You know, the guy grew up in the West, watching the NBA. He had a Michael Jordan poster in his dorm wall in Switzerland. He does know that. And then those grim-faced men, you know, to his left and right, those walking skeletons, you know, surrounding the pumpkin.
With a big hat.
Yeah.
With the big hats, yeah.
They kind of know it, too, but they all have their escape plans. But, yeah, but this is part of the brinkmanship, is they want to see how close he'll get, and that is how he garners their support.
I'd like to live in a country like that, huh? Well, we live in a world where there are people like that, and that's what makes us all kind of have the willies sometimes. If you think about it, if you don't think about it too much, you know, thoughts are things, perhaps. Some people think that about Daesh. I'll go away. We put all these people together in one airplane and send them on a long ride on Malaysia Air. 28 past the hour on the...
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Let's recap where we are halfway through the talk radio review for this week. The discussion around the number one item, well, working toward the number one item. At number 10, the Scalia replacement debate. Death of Nancy Reagan, number 9. The shooting in Pennsylvania is number 8. Battle against Daesh, number 7. North Korean problems, number 6. And so I guess that means we're ready for number 5.
Number 5.
And in the number 5 position, the situation with Aaron Andrews, the ESPN reporter. Mac Watson, Larry Gatos here from their program, talking to legal analyst Monica Lindstrom about the jury award for Aaron Andrews. The case was looking for, I think they were looking for $75 million. They got $55
million. As a lawyer, how do you feel about this? And then as a woman, how do you feel about the decision in the Aaron Andrews trial?
Well, as a lawyer, I think it was the correct decision. I think there's no doubt in anybody's mind that the hotel, Marriott, was negligent in what they did by telling him what room she was in and giving the guy access to the room next to her. Okay, so absolutely, that is the right thing to do. Was it right to also put him on the hook for it? Absolutely. He went to prison, and he should have to pay civilly for that. So as a lawyer, this was the correct decision. As a woman, it was very much the correct decision. Aaron Andrews had to work really, really hard in a man's world. She was a sports reporter. She had to try to make her reputation based on her abilities to speak and ask questions and, of course, look good. I mean, that is part of it. But when you're trying that hard in a man's world and then something like this gets out on the internet and really destroys that. And let me just throw in there that the men and the people out there that think, well, how could she possibly sue? Because this helped her career. Nobody knew who Erin Andrews was until her naked videos got out on the internet. You know what? That is just a ridiculous argument.
Well, it's not true. It's absolutely not true. She was well known in ESPN and on ESPN before
and it was
the video.
It was the defense attorney who put that out.
Yeah, right.
That's
saying,
right. Not only the defense attorney, but there's a lot of people out there in the court of public opinion who believe that to be true. And the thing is that is a video that's out on the internet for the rest of her life. Remember how we've talked about your digital footprint never goes away? Mm-hmm. That is never going away. It's had 17 million views approximately by now. So when she got up there, she talked about how her peace of mind, her sense of security, and her reasonable expectation of privacy was just completely destroyed. So as a woman, yes, this was the right decision. 75 million or 55 million, you needed a big number to not only make a statement, but show how important this is and to hurt Marriott and other businesses exactly where they should be hurt.
Monica, what do you say to people who say, well, Eric Gardner and Freddie Gray, these were black men that were killed by police. Their families got significantly less money than Erin Andrews did. And those were people that died.
Right. And I'd have to say you're really comparing apples to oranges here, because in those lawsuits, the amount of money that they were asking for, you also take into consideration who the defendant is. So if they're suing the police departments and the police officers, you can only ask for so much money. It's not about the value of the life. It's about the reality of getting paid any kind of money in those types of lawsuits. Marriott, even though it was a franchise owner, it has a heck of a lot more money than any government entity or a police officer. So they had to ask for more money in that case to make a statement, to make an impact, and to punish the hotel for doing that.
Number four, the migrant issues, as that problem continues to exacerbate all around Europe. Talk host Charlie Brennan here with NBC foreign correspondent Martin Fletcher. They discuss the importance of the issue, which seems to have been dropped by all the news media in favor of a lot more attention being paid to the presidential race in our country.
Do you believe some major international issues which are out there but aren't really getting the attention because everybody's focused on the presidential race?
Well, you know, I think that's true, but you know, the key story right now is the immigration of refugees from the Middle East into Europe, which was covered in great depth and just suddenly like disappeared off the map. And that's one of the problems we have. You know, we focus on things and then suddenly it all goes dark.
That's a very good point, because there are hundreds of thousands of refugees in camps right now and they're not going anywhere. Even though we're not talking about it, they are still held in places like Jordan, correct? And, you know, the kids aren't being educated. They're not getting the basic comforts of life. They're just basically without a country.
No, that's right. And you mentioned the children. You know, there's like a whole generation of kids right now. I mean, there's something like half a million kids under the age of 18 who are stuck in camps in the Middle East. Many of those are now coming into Europe, where it becomes a different kind of a problem. You know, the problem in Europe is, what do you do with all these refugees? There's something like 1.5 million people. So that's the issue of the moment that we were covering, you know, in great detail. I say, we just stopped doing it.
You're exactly right. Now, how about Angela Merkel, the German leader? Is she getting a lot of flack now because she brought so many to her country?
No, she really is. I mean, she sort of took the moral high ground in the beginning, and, you know, Germany was scoring points with the people that believed, you know, hey, these people need help, we should help them. But, yeah, no, in Germany there's a huge backlash right now. You know, there was that story in the Cologne train station about Christmas time, you know, when like 1,000 people, and, you know, it wasn't politically correct to say so, but they're almost all of them were Muslim refugees of one kind or another, immigrants. And so, that began a huge backlash in Germany about what do we do with these people? They don't share our culture. They don't share our values. But, yes, we do need to help them. And so this is a debate going on in Germany and all over Europe. And what it's doing is it's feeding the right wing, because the right wing, you know, that large group of people who say we need to take care, we need to take control of our own world, our own country. You know, that argument is looking increasingly valid to many Europeans.
Number three.
All right, we're zooming along here. The number three issue this week on our weekly review of the hot hits in talk radio is a focus on our immigration policy. I'm of a mind that we ought to put the two of them together because there are so many similar issues here, but there's enough difference for us to focus on this for a couple of minutes. Here's radio talk show host Rob Carson with a conversation going on. Actually, this is his conversation with an illegal immigrant who... this is a conversation about the illegal immigrant who killed four people recently in Kansas City.
What's happening across the country, particularly on our southern border, happened here in Kansas City. Pablo Serrano Vitorino, I guess is his name, was deported back to Mexico more than a decade ago. He returned since then and this weekend killed five people, four of them in Kansas City. He was arrested. Yeah. Apparently, they were neighbors. The people who were killed were pretty young people, I guess. Here's the first part of the report.
He is loving. He is a great father.
Ruth Harder is 8 months pregnant. The mother must now raise her two-year-old daughter and her baby without her husband.
All I ask is for prayers. That's all I want from everybody. I appreciate everything everyone's doing for us.
Family members are struggling to understand the senseless killings of her husband, Clint Harder, and his brother, Austin Harder. Another victim, Michael Capps, was also a dad.
This is a great loss to our family. He had two small boys that are going to be left without a father.
Four people killed in Kansas City, then in New Florence, Missouri, as this guy was escaping. He killed Randy Nordman, a 49-year-old man. The guy should have been in the country. He had been deported. He came back illegally. Immigration and Customs Enforcement issued an ICE detainer for him last year, but it was sent to the Johnson County Sheriff's Department and not Overland Park Municipal Court. Therefore, he was released immediately. He was released immediately. And I saw this morning, and I'm not one to... immigration's a big deal, don't get me wrong. It's the thing that got Donald Trump on the map. But this guy, regardless, not all illegals are going to go out and kill people. I get it, all right? But the fact that this guy was not, that the guy was here, is the reason why he ended up, he shouldn't have been here. That's what I'm trying to say. All right, the man should have been gone. He should have been out of here. And there are four people dead now because he was in the country illegally. Now, this appears to be a paperwork mix-up. Deputy Claire Young, a spokesman for the Johnson County Sheriff's Office, said he... Johnson County Sheriff Frank Denning said he was very angry that initial reports indicated his office might be to blame for the mix-up. Regardless, there was a mix-up. Is this metaphorical for what's going on in the immigration and naturalization system in the country? No, because it's much worse than this. Because right now, wholesale, our southern border is being completely overrun, worse than ever.
Wow. All right, so this is the first time we've actually thought about it, I think, in that way for quite a long time. First time I have, back to how much damage is caused by those people who are here illegally. And this week, I think, there was a poll or several different polls that I saw suggesting that the number one issue on both sides in the campaigning is boiled down to the immigration issue. And something that most people do agree, I think it's very, very important. I'm not sure I think it's number one, but then we all have opinions, and that's what the world of News Talk Radio is all about, information and opinions. We continue the opining on this week's countdown in a few moments. Stand by for that. Number two and number one coming along.
How strong is Allegra D?
If my congestion's out of my way, strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms, guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Stats show moms spent 30% more time parenting, so take springtime tips from Uber Mom, Raina Seitel.
My family relies on nutritious snacks, and Skippy PB Bites are portable and poppable with 5 grams of protein. There are 2 varieties, double peanut butter and pretzel, in the peanut butter aisle.
And for springtime nasal allergies?
Nasacort Allergy 24-hour tackles itchy, runny noses and congestion for everyone ages 2 and up. It's available over-the-counter at full prescription strength.
Lifestyle expert Valerie Greenberg says moms have to take care of themselves, too.
Protect and repair creams from Excipial, the first over-the-counter 2-step program for hardworking hands. In the morning, it hydrates skin and gives you glove-like protection that lasts all day. At night, Rapid Repair Cream soothes dry, irritated, and itchy skin.
And for handling colds?
I use Coldies Classic Cherry Lozenges because they're clinically proven to shorten colds by almost half the time. And they're the number one pharmacist-recommended brand.
For more, visit videopump.tv.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
For over 75 years, Geico's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call Geico. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Number 2.
All right, let's get to number 2. It's interesting, this thing surfaced, but I think maybe it surfaced again because of the Democratic debate. Hillary Clinton and the emails. Here's Nick Reed talking to legal analyst Dee Wampler for a lawyer's perspective on the private email case.
One of her folks who had set up the server had pled the fifth at one point, and he has been given immunity now. Does that necessarily mean that there is new information?
Oh, yes, yes. Anytime the Department of Justice and the U.S. attorneys give somebody immunity, this Brian Pagliano is his name. He testified in September of last year before a congressional committee and took the fifth. Now, he's got a really good criminal lawyer, Mark McDougall, in Washington, D.C. Why do you take the Fifth Amendment? Well, you take the Fifth because you think something that you say may tend to incriminate you or lead to a link in a chain that will cause you to be indicted or charged with a crime. He's the one that set up the server. He was a 2009 Secretary of State employee that was working under Hillary there at the time. And now we've got him testifying under a grant of immunity. You can get transactional immunity or use immunity, but they're giving him a form of immunity that he won't be prosecuted. He's got something to say. We won't know what that is. It's secret. He would be interviewed by Department of Justice officials, and eventually a grand jury could or would be convened. It would probably be in Washington, D.C., but it could be in Chappaqua, New York, where her home was.
Now, when immunity is offered like that, I mean, I think a lot of times that indicates, we see in our minds, television shows where the person says, I got the goods, but I won't give it to you unless there's immunity. But are there cases in which immunity is offered in hopes that somebody who isn't talking does talk and then they still don't?
Well, then you're in trouble.
Okay.
If you make a false statement, most people don't know this. They always want to talk to federal agents or the police. And in federal court, if you make a false statement to a federal officer, that's called a 1001 violation. You can go to prison for up to 4 years.
All right, now here is Hillary Clinton in her own defense from the Democratic debate this past week.
I did not send or receive any emails marked classified at the time. What you're talking about is retroactive classification. And the reason that happens is when somebody asks or when you are asked to make information public, I asked all my emails to be made public, then all the rest of the government gets to weigh in. And some other parts of the government, we're not exactly sure who, has concluded that some of the emails should be now retroactively classified. They just said the same thing to former Secretary Colin Powell. They have said, we're going to retroactively classify emails you sent personally. He was right when he said this is an absurdity.
All right, so it continues to be something that's a pot boiler, right? So from that, we launch into the number one item on the countdown next. I'm Doug Steffen. Stick around. Don't go anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Number one this week, no surprise here, as it's the top of the pile again. The presidential race, the debates, that sort of thing. Here's radio talk show host John Zach, along with his partner Susan Rose. They're having a conversation on the program with political analyst Bob Thompson about whether voters are starting to suffer from debate fatigue.
Do you think there have been too many presidential candidate debates? What do you think?
Well, I think there's probably been too many of the way these debates have run. I mean, certainly having candidates get time to talk about important issues when they're running for president of the United States is conceptually a good idea. But these debates have turned into, I mean, I was teaching a Kennedy-Nixon debate a couple of weeks ago in my class, and that, of course, was the first televised debate. And they had questions, they answered the questions, and it was a very, very interesting debate. Now, we open with the Star-Spangled Banner. There's a live audience. Everybody is cheering and booing and all the rest of it. It really is more like a sporting event, and, of course, all these candidates are learning to play to them. that audience. So I think part of these debates, where they're so infuriating because they will not stop, but part of it is the format of these debates are not perfect by any means for actually getting civic information to voters.
What are the ratings showing? I mean, are the debates and the primary coverage, are these replacing primetime TV for a lot of people?
Well, there's certainly higher ratings than cable news channels get when this isn't happening. I mean, all three cable news operations are going to be sad when this season is over. For Thursday's three-ring circus debate on Fox, they get 17 million viewers for that. That's you know, that's primetime hit.
All right, another point of view here, radio host Kim Carrigan talking to Evan Horowitz from the Boston Globe about what a brokered convention is and how likely it may be that it will happen.
By brokering the convention, which, of course, the powers that be can't exactly broker it without the help of these candidates breaking up all of these delegates, but by doing so, are they doing anything that's wrong?
There's nothing illegal about having a brokered convention. Whether it's wrong is really a determination that it's going to have to be made between interested parties, including the voters. If it is wrong, it's wrong because it's deeply undemocratic. Now, parties have no obligation to be democratic. There's no sort of constitutional obligation that parties have to respect the will of the voters. But, you know, over time, voters have fought pretty hard to have a say in the selection process. If that say gets ignored, a lot of people will think it wrong.
What you're suggesting is that even if Donald Trump got enough delegates, there might still be a brokered convention. The powers that be might still try to do that?
Well, it's all about what enough means. If Donald Trump has 49% of the delegates and nobody else is even close, that ain't enough. If he can't get over 50%, then he will not be the automatic nominee and a brokered convention will begin. So it's not who has the most votes. It's whether anybody can get over 50%. Mm-hmm. And it's not clear whether Trump can.
Right. And this is where you're saying, though, the will of the people. You know, it gets 49% of the vote. That sounds like the people are speaking.
It does. It does to me. And even if it wasn't 49%, I think if one candidate enters the convention with a substantial delegate lead, that reflects the interests of voters and caucusgoers all across the country. Now, there are lots of Democratic problems with the way primaries are run and caucuses are run to begin with, but I don't think that delegitimizes everybody's vote across the country. The fact that it is a majority threshold could mean lots of voters feel that their interests, their position, their stakes, the time they spend going to the polls and registering their preferences just don't matter.
All right, so let's go to DougStefan.com and let's look at the understanding what the top 10 are, reviewing them. The Scalia replacement debate is number 10. Death of Nancy Reagan is 9. Shooting in Pennsylvania is 8. Number 7, the battle against Daesh. Number 6, North Korea. Number 5, Aaron Andrews. Number 4, the migrant issues. 4 and 3 are pretty much the same, whether it's European or our immigration policy. And number 2 and number 1 are the presidential debate, basically the characters involved therein, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, my question to you is, which of those is the most important one as far as you're concerned? Will you weigh in? Lots of people weigh in over the weekend. Help yourself at DougStefan.com to our poll of the top 10 talk topics of the week, which is what we cover here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.